It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple. And of course, wherever you get your podcasts from, well, the weekend is behind us once again. It's a Monday morning, the 27th day for November. And another busy real estate week probably coming up for you and I. And here's a question for you. Have you refinanced your home loan over the past 18 months? Because if you have, you're not alone. In fact, you've only got to look back over the last few months, which tells us as many as 28,000 homeowners refinance to another lender every month. And that stat has come from PropTrack. And that is compared to pre-pandemic numbers when around 15,000 owner-occupiers would change lenders in a single month. So it's definitely been increasing. And we have for months been talking about this with Anthony Landau, our mortgage expert, about exactly that. Don't sit on your hands and do nothing, which has been commonly accepted by many homeowners. So let's this morning take you to Angus Moore from PropTrack. And good morning to you, Angus. And that question about how many people have been refinancing and not sitting on their hands probably comes down to all of these mortgage rate rises.
Good morning, Craig. Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we've been seeing a lot of people rolling off fixed rates. We've been seeing interest rates rising very quickly. You know, these are both pretty key triggers to kind of get people thinking about their mortgage, about whether they can find a better deal. And we're certainly seeing a lot of people looking at the moment. You know, we've kind of never seen refinancing activity as busy as it is at the moment. And it is, you know, as you kind of foreshadowed up the front there, substantially busier than what we were seeing pre-pandemic.
Did that come as a bit of a surprise, the way that the numbers shook out for you?
Yeah, so the data here is coming from the Bureau of Statistics. They collect data from the banking regulator, APRA, who obviously collect it from banks. And, you know, that they provide a lot of really interesting data, and this is kind of one of them. I think it's not a surprise how much we're seeing, though it's maybe a surprise how long it's, you know, been going and just how busy it's been. You know, we'd have expected to see it be very busy, but has been, you know, really, really extraordinary. That said, it does kind of look like we might be through the busiest part of it. The number of people refinancing has started to come off in recent months. That said, it's still, you know, sitting incredibly high. It's just not as high as what we were seeing sort of in the middle of the year.
Yeah, and approximately half of the outstanding fixed rate loans from the end of 2022 have now transitioned to variable rates, with the rollover, they say, climaxing in June, accounting for over 6.5% of previously outstanding fixed rate mortgages. What are we likely to see, given all of that, next year for 2024 in terms of people refinancing? Do you think that's going to continue?
Yeah, it's a really good point. It's been a really key part of why we've seen so much refinancing activity. You know, obviously, when you roll off a fixed rate loan onto a variable rate, you know, that tends to be less competitive than what's available if you refinance. So that's a good reason to refinance. But it's also just a kind of trigger for people to think about refinancing when your mortgage rolls off and your repayments jump enormously. So the fact that we've been seeing a lot of those roll off, and you know, it was just under half as at the end of October, we may well have just crossed the halfway mark as of, you know, late November now. We've certainly seen that be a big tailwind to refinancing activity. That tailwind is going to fade into next year. You know, we've still, for the next couple months, there's still quite a lot of people rolling off of those pandemic era fixed rate loans. But as we head into next year, there's just not nearly as many people rolling off in any given month. You know, at peak earlier in the year, we were seeing sort of 6% of fixed rate loans rolling off in any given month. Next year, it's going to be more like 2.5-3, and then by the later half of the year, below 2%. So, you know, a third as many, give or take. It'll still be busy. It's just not going to be quite as busy as what we have been seeing.
Yeah, and it's been a really busy year, you know, 2023. Let me ask you, you know, what are some of the standouts for you for 2023? Because there's been all of these things that have been happening around us, filling up our year. Plenty to commentate, of course, for 2023. So many different talking points. But you there at PropTrack, part of the team, no doubt you have been filled with so many different things to report on. So what stands out for you?
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's been a busy year. I suppose that, you know, they often have been in the last few years. I think the thing that really stands out for me, and this is from a couple months ago now, is we put out the brand new PropTrack Housing Affordability Index, which is a new way of tracking housing affordability that looks at affordability for everyone, not just kind of like a typical household, which is how it's been done previously. And what that found is we've never seen worse affordability than we're seeing right now. It's incredibly challenging for home buyers right across the income distribution, you know, from low-income households, even all the way up to high-income households. Affordability is still very, very challenging. And that's, you know, just on the back of strong increases in prices throughout the pandemic and then very, very quick increases in interest rates in the last sort of 18 months or so.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those ongoing problems. And you would no doubt probably have plenty of friends, people that you know that have really struggled in 2023, not only perhaps just trying to save for a home, but also holding on to one.
Yeah, you know, it's certainly very challenging for homeowners at the moment, both prospective and existing. You know, we are seeing signs that interest rates are having real bite on mortgage holders. You know, things like consumption and retail sales have been a bit soft in the last sort of 6 to 9 months, which is a fair indication that we are starting to see the impact of those higher mortgage costs on homeowners pulling back on expenditure to kind of keep in their mortgage. The kind of good news that does temper that very real struggle that people are facing is unemployment remains really low at the moment. And that is actually, you know, that's a good thing for a lot of reasons, but it's a good thing for kind of mortgages and housing, because we know that one of the biggest predictors of mortgage default is losing your job. And so if we're able to keep unemployment low, you know, that lowers the risk of people losing their jobs and kind of helps them keep on top of those things in a way that's really hard if you lose your job.
Yeah, certainly is. All right, Angus. Well, you have yourself a fantastic break when we get there to the end of next month, and look forward to catching up with you in 2024, as no doubt there will be plenty of new things to talk about.
I'm sure there will, and you have a great break as well, Craig. Thanks for having me.
We talk to some of the most influential figures in the real estate industry, from leading commentators to investors to real estate principals, only on The Real Estate Podcast.
We are taking you to Bell Property in Berry and to Jane Zwa. Jane, what is your property tip for us this morning?
It's pretty simple, Craig. If you love it, if you see potential, if you can afford it, buy it. Look, there's a very slim chance that you will regret that decision in, say, 5 to 20 years from now. However, if it's an investment, don't think with your heart.
Have you had a property where you hesitated, might have been 10, 15, 20 years ago, and you thought, oh, I should have really bought that property?
Oh, Craig, I've got the reverse. I've got a property that I sold that I have to drive past every single day, and I've watched it go up by $1 million during that time. So yes, I think everyone has one of those skeletons somewhere.
Yeah, and I've got exactly the same thing. Is yours involved with COVID? Because my property is where I sold it at the low end of the market, and brings tears to my eyes.
Actually, it wasn't COVID. It was, I bought in the low end. I sold in the mid going on the way up. Then COVID hit. Then it really got good. And then I had to drive past it.
Oh, well, thankfully, I don't have to drive past mine. Hey, enjoy your day.
Thanks, Craig.
And it might have happened to you as well. It's the nature of the game, of course. And if you transacted over the weekend and you were able to complete that, celebrations today, no doubt. And a double celebration if you're celebrating your birthday for today, November the 27th. And just the one celebrity this morning, and that is Catherine Bigelow. She's the Academy Award-winning director who directed that great movie, The Hurt Locker, and won an Oscar for it. She is turning 70 today.
Listen to in-depth discussions with industry leaders on investing options, understanding different suburbs with insider perspectives and exclusive tips. It's the Main Centre Forecast.
And around the country, let's have a look at the weather first to New South Wales. Good morning if you are in Sydney, expecting cloudy skies and a possible shower. 26 is your forecast high. Into Victoria and Melbourne, expecting cloudy skies with some morning drizzle, your high of 19. To Queensland, and we'll go there in just a moment with some good news on the housing front. You're expecting a mainly fine day with some cloudy patches and 31 degrees. And good news in WA. In Perth today, not as hot, mainly fine, some cloud cover. And the temperature for you, just 30 degrees, which will be welcome.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling and investing across Australia.
As mentioned, a little bit of good news in southeast Queensland, which is anticipating that housing boost, unlocking 3,700 lots in Moreton Bay and Redland Bay with a government investment infrastructure development which is aiming to accelerate home construction. Now, the initiative, a no-interest loan, aligns with Queensland's goal of 900,000 new dwellings, ensuring diverse housing, they say, options for its residents. So that is a little bit of good news for people who will qualify for that in southeast Queensland this morning.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
For many homes, it's quite easy to make some modifications to have a separate entrance for your tenant. If you do really want to keep things separate and you don't want to create that share house environment.
A lot of people think that it's out of reach, but I mean, if you work hard enough and you're prepared to save and make some sacrifices, then you can certainly get into the market.
The Real Estate Institute trains auctioneers, and they are the most brutal bidding conditions you'll ever witness. They put the block to shame. The judges are trying to bamboozle the auctioneers with crazy increments.
Given the supply and demand dynamics and the fact that we're nowhere near an affordability ceiling over here, I think we're going to see continued upward pressure on our prices for at least 2 or 3 years, in my view, possibly longer.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.